This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. From Highway 165, Washington Chapel looks like just another old, abandoned house dotting the landscape of rural Louisiana. The steeple has collapsed into a heap of wooden beams with peeling white paint. But in 1930, this same spot housed a thriving congregation that christened Mabel John, Motown's first singing lady. Leslie Rambin talks with Dr. Mabel John about her journey from that humble beginning in Bastrop on this week's Byway Blues.
Mabel John has accomplished plenty in her life. She's a Grammy winner. She recorded hits for both Motown and Stax. She sang backup for Ray Charles as a member of the Raelettes and also served as their music director. During my interview with Mabel, she shares an unforgettable experience she had as a young musician and the advice that she received.
The first show that I did was opening for Billie Holiday.
What do you remember about that experience?
Oh my God, everything. Billie Holiday stood in the doorway of her dressing room to watch me perform. So when I walked off stage, I had to pass Billie Holiday, and she just looked at me and smiled, and she says, "When you get dressed and I come off, come into my dressing room. I want to talk to you." When I got over there, she came where I was sitting waiting for her, and she sat down, she smiled, and she said, "Do you love music?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "Because all I've ever done all my life was sing." She said, "You were frightened last night, weren't you?" I said, "I was old-fashioned scared." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because I'm an amateur and you're so great. And I didn't want to let you down, and I did not want to let the public down. I'm going to tell you something." She said, "You can make it in this business. And if you remember these three things that I want to tell you, you have to learn what you're going to do and want to do and learn it well. And when you give it, you have to give it to the very best of your ability. And when you do that, then you have to have guts enough to know when you have done it and it's finished and someone is wanting you to continue, you can say, 'No, I'm finished, I quit.'" Now that was all she had to tell me. You know how you're looking forward for somebody to tell you something that's going to show you how to do what you want to do?
Yes, ma'am.
And all they're doing is giving you some practical advice? She said, "No one told me I could quit. They just kept pushing me to keep going, keep going, keep going." Well, now, that was only 2 or 3 weeks before she died. Then you can have my
sympathy. Those words, from one great voice to another, inspired Mabel John to keep going and leave a legacy in Louisiana.
Support for Byway Blues on KEDM comes from Live Oaks Bar and Ballroom. Event and ticket details are online at liveoaksbarandballroom.com, with additional support from the Entergy Charitable Foundation and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities.